8th, 2003. It's approximately 18:10 hours. We're at Stuffed Crust Pizza. With me is. What you saw today?
We were sitting right in the corner inside the restaurant, and we saw this young boy. My wife pointed it out to me. She saw this young boy. We were with another couple. Eating with them,
okay.
And they saw the same thing we saw. We saw this young boy hacking at his, I believe it, he had a knife or a short, looked like a small something, I couldn't see.
Similar to a knife?
I couldn't tell what it was,
okay.
But I saw him digging at his wrist, his right hand digging at his left wrist, I think.
Okay.
And then we saw all this blood coming down. We couldn't tell what he was doing at first, and then when we realized, I had my cell phone. I called 911. That was about 5 o'clock. I just checked on my cell phone. It was like 5:03, and called it in, and then they connected us with the with you guys, the sheriff's department, and then explained our location. At that time, the manager of the restaurant had come out and tried to talk to the guy, and the guy just got up and started walking away. And so I notified. While I'm talking to the police and the sheriff's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he's heading up, he's going across the street, and he's heading up behind the old seafood restaurant, and then I lost track of him. And
about Pensfield here.
And then he went, I guess he went up the back of that parking lot, and the manager said that he looked like he was going back out, but I never saw him come back out on Pensfield.
Right.
But he went, you know, over the backyards, I guess, up towards the, you know, toward 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Or the, you know, the DMV.
When you saw him, was he standing, sitting? What do you remember?
He was standing, sitting. He was squatted down, and he was just digging at his wrist with that whatever it was in his hand. It could have been a knife on a keychain.
And
I could not tell what it was.
You said you did not see blood.
Oh, yeah. We saw blood dripping down off of his hands. That's
okay.
What we called.
Could you describe him to me? Was he a white guy?
White. Looked like he was about 6, tall and slender, 6 foot, 1 or 2, maybe. He looked tall, I couldn't tell. And he had a black sweatshirt on, and either black jeans or Levi jeans, denim color jeans. And my wife, she said he looked a little spaced out, you know, type of thing. I couldn't tell whether he was on drugs or anything. I retired from the fire department after 32 years, and I've seen lots of people that attempted suicide that weren't really attempting suicide, and this guy looked like he was really slashing and digging. You know, he was looking for arteries, and that's all I saw. And then he took off, and went on down and up the street. That's all we all saw. But you can.
Very good. What color shirt did he have on? Do you remember?
Black sweatshirt.
Black sweatshirt.
Look, maybe a white T-shirt coming out of the bottom of it.
And about how old?
He looked like an late teen, 17, 18, 16. I couldn't really. I wasn't sure. Short hair. I think it was short hair.
I'm going to stop the tape for a moment.
Sure.
Okay, April 8th, 2003, Detective Dane, we're at Stuffed Crust Pizza, and I'm with Tell me what you saw today.
And I noticed a young man standing by the curbing, and he had walked up towards the front of the building, and he walked back and kind of paced, and then went over to the curb again, and we noticed that he was gouging with some small instrument, be it a key or a knife, into his veins on his hands, and he'd stand up and shake, and we saw the blood coming out, and he kept gouging longer and longer, and that's when we called 911.
Okay.
He was by himself, didn't appear to be crying or upset, just was hurting himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you were sitting inside the pizza?
Inside the pizza,
stuffed crust pizza. And outside
the
window on the north side of the business,
you
saw him out here where we're standing.
That's
in the
correct.
Driveway area.
Correct.
Okay. How many times did he gouge himself? Do you remember? Or can you approximate?
I'd say at least 6 times. By the time that I would watched him, from the time when we came out and observed him, as he walked away, he gouged himself again. Down
did you see any blood?
Yes.
Okay.
A considerable amount down his hands. His hand was full of blood.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt the tape. We're going to stop the tape for a moment. Okay, we're back on tape.
I first saw him walking by the window here.
Walking from east to west?
Walking from east to west.
Okay.
And then I noticed him back again the second time. I must have not followed him back. And then the second time I saw him, he was sitting on, crouching down on the curbing.
What was he doing when he was on the curbing there?
And the curbing is when he was gouging himself.
Okay. And you just motioned to me that he was using his right fist, holding something
into
his left wrist.
I think it was his left wrist that he was gouging.
Okay.
When he got up.
Okay.
To,
he was shaking blood
shaking
off,
blood,
his, left
off
wrist.
His left wrist.
Okay, very good. Can you describe him for me, what he looked like? Was he a white guy?
White guy, tall, thin, had a black sweatshirt on, mm-hmm. Levi's, dark hair, looked about 17, 18,
okay.
Under 20, I think.
Okay.
Had a glazed look on his face, just
okay.
Wasn't quite, he was just kind of far away.
Is there anything I forgot to ask you?
Nothing that I can think of. I watched him as he went down and he knifed him, gouged himself again down further in the parking lot, and that's when
you
they
came outside then.
Came
outside, and watched him?
Yes,
okay.
To see whether if anybody needed to direct the police if they came.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
It.
Anything
I think
else?
That's it.
Was your husband with you when you saw him down there on the east end of the parking
yes,
lot?
Yes, my husband was standing out here, and
okay.
As well as our friends.
All right. Anything else I missed?
Nothing that I can think of, no.
Okay.
Nothing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I am back on tape with the press.
I noticed that the gentleman that was so agitated that when he was gouging himself so hard working at it, first thing that came into my mind is that maybe he had committed a crime prior to this and he was remorseful or something had happened that he was trying to hurt himself to make up for what he did. So my thought was that there was something committed prior.
Okay.
So.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
4-8-2003, Detective Dane with Fred Polito. He's a general.
I noticed it when there were two customers were standing out. And they were on their cell phones, and my assistant manager was outside also. So I came outside to see what's going on, and witnessed a young kid cutting his forearm, wrist.
Were you standing when you saw that?
I was standing on the sidewalk on the side of our building.
Right here,
yeah,
where we're at now?
Pretty much right.
Why don't we walk over
yeah.
there?
Came out, standing right about where this officer is. About right here, and he was standing in between the parking spaces and the sidewalk, pretty much in the middle of the street, cutting himself. And we asked, we didn't really want to approach him because he was bleeding. He mm-hmm. seemed to have, obviously a knife. We asked him, I told him to stop it, and he just said, leave me alone. Kind of walked through, ran up through the hedges and walked behind the abandoned, empty restaurant across the street and standing in the parking lot. And then my assistant manager Billy was standing kind of where that light is, keeping an eye on him there, and I was standing on the corner seeing if he was going to pop out. So we were kind of just basically set up the perimeter to keep an eye on him, waiting for the sheriff's department to show up and
yeah.
say, okay, he's right over there. And then he started taking off, so I instructed my assistant manager to go back inside and keep an eye on the restaurant, and I just kind of followed him pretty much to where you guys finally ended up catching him. Followed him through.
On the other side of Wilbur Road?
Yeah.
You followed him all the way up
well,
there?
Well, no, I followed him through the parking lots up Pennsfield behind, the buildings,
mm-hmm.
a couple, through some bushes again, and then I lost him. One of my delivery drivers was coming down Pennsfield, and he saw me running. He was just like, hey, Fred, kind of wondering what's going on. He said, come here, because I was just going to get in his car and try to observe that way, so just keep an eye on him. So when we saw the police department cars or sheriff cars, we could say, okay, there he is. And I lost him for a second, so I was looking for him. I witnessed a police car was turning left on Moore Park Road onto Wilbur, so I kind of stood in the bike lane of Wilbur and kind of waved him down so he didn't come down to my restaurant and then get sent back up there, because there's a couple standing here going to direct the police to go up towards Wilbur. So He pulled over, then he pretty much took my information. We kind of stood there, I gave the description again. And then I was just, I told him last time I saw him, and he was looked like he'd be in like the alley behind the apartment buildings. So he was...
Which apartments? The ones
the
over
ones
here?
Right here.
The Biltmore?
Yeah, the Biltmore.
Okay.
So...
That's when the officers caught up with him over by the Biltmores?
No, I started running down. I just started running down the parking alley just to get back to the store. It had been a while since I was away from the store, so I was just hurrying to get back. And as I was running, I noticed down like the walk areas there were police officers walking and looking for the kid. And then I thought to myself, it probably looked kind of funny. I'm running, and then I turned around and then realized that they were chasing after me. I guess maybe they thought I was a kid because I was only running. So I stopped and I said, "Hey, I'm not the kid. I called you guys." So they were cool. And then the gentleman that took my information, the sheriff, or police officer, took my information on Wilbur was coming off Wilbur and coming up, going pretty much north, going through the parking lot. And when I turned around, I saw the kid come out, and I said, "There he is." And so the officers on foot, I don't know, I seen him, and they started chasing him.
Where exactly was that?
This was, they were pretty much right as they turned right in the parking lot, almost right on the kid, just kind of walked out.
Parking lot of the Biltmores?
The entry of Wilbur.
The north end off of Wilbur.
On Wilbur Road.
Okay.
And then I witnessed the sheriff's, the one guy who was in the car going north, turned on his lights and went straight through. And then there was a couple guys on foot that went across the street, and the other guys got in their car and turned around and went after him. And that was pretty much, I just saw them with the lights and on foot.
What was the name of the driver that was with you?
He's just pretty much just going off what I told him. Okay. He actually drove one time through the parking lot. I said, just look, see if you see the kid, don't approach him. But he never, he just came, he just drove through the parking lot, came back and did deliveries.
A couple of questions for you. Can you describe this guy for us? Is he a white guy?
Yeah, he's a white guy. I would guess about 19 years old. He was probably about 5'10", I would say. Maybe about 150 pounds. No, he wasn't, he's just...
Oh.
That guy's just a regular customer coming in.
Okay.
And he looked like he was wearing black pants or a black shirt. Short sleeve, because obviously you see the blood on his forearm.
Okay. You said something to the effect that he was stabbing himself or cutting himself.
Yeah,
could you describe that for me?
He was kind of like just jabbing at his arm, and then it was either jabbing or slicing. Mm-hmm. I was mostly seeing his forearm. I didn't get close enough to know if it was his wrist or forearm, but it was in between his wrist and his elbow.
So you're describing to me is he had something in his right hand, he's jabbing or slicing at his left wrist area or forearm?
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything important that I did not ask you?
Not that I could think of. I guess I told one of the officers, a deputy, that I kind of followed him through some bushes. There's a couple, there's a brick wall they left some blood on, kind of by the AAA parking lot. I was pretty much following him on foot and then lost him like right after the AAA building.
Was he still slicing at himself as you're following him?
Yes,
or
the whole time.
Could you see what he was holding?
No.
Was it a knife?
It looked... The best description I saw is maybe like a drafting, like a X-Acto knife or something. Mm-hmm. It looked like homemade or something. I don't really know, but
possibly something similar to an X-Acto knife.
Yeah, that's the best guesstimate I would make. But it was big enough to do some damage, so we weren't gonna. I didn't get close enough to see what it really was.
Okay.
It could have been bunched up in a tie. I don't know. I was just looking at his arm.
Okay.
I just couldn't believe what was going on.
Very good. Anything else I forgot?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, we're going to stop the tape. Okay, April 8th, 2003 again. It's approximately 1925 hours. Detective Dane, and I am with... Stop.
Yeah, no problem. I was inside the restaurant waiting on tables, and I walked by a table closest to the window where I could see what was going on outside. And actually, I had just left the table, and a busboy was hollering towards a manager who was way off in the kitchen. And so I went to see what he needed because the manager was busy. And as I walked over, he pointed out the window, and I saw a gentleman out in the parking lot, you know, directly straight out of view from the window. Basically, appeared to have a knife, and he was cutting his own wrist, and there was blood all over everywhere.
Were you standing by the table where the they're your friends? And
I don't really know them. I used to be a shuttle driver at Los Robles Golf Course, and so I gave him a ride a few times. We basically just recognized each other, but I don't know them or anything.
All right.
And then,
so you were inside the restaurant when you saw
this. Right, I was inside, and then after I ran back to get my manager, like, you know, the busboy was asking for in the first place, because I figured, you know, he needed to take care of that. And then next thing I know, my manager, you know, saw what happened, ran outside. Next thing I knew, everybody was gone. I don't know who took off or what. They chased him or whatever.
Let's go back just for a moment. What exactly did you see this guy doing?
I saw him sitting on the curb, just cutting his own wrist with a knife, and I saw a lot of blood.
Using his right hand to cut his left wrist? Is that correct?
Actually, I don't even recall which it was.
That's what you described?
That's what I described, just because I'm right-handed, but I honestly, I shouldn't have done that because I'm not sure.
So I'm cutting himself?
Yeah, either with his left or, I don't know.
Okay.
One wrist.
Did you see blood?
I saw a lot of blood, yes.
Okay.
On his, basically from where he was making the cut down his arm, like his whole hand was red and with blood.
Was blood dripping on the ground?
Yeah, it was dripping on the ground. Okay. I could still see it on the ground anytime I look out the window.
Okay. So, describe him for me, if you would. He's a white guy?
Yeah, I really just saw him for like a couple seconds and turned my attention to get my manager. So, don't really remember too much. I can't tell you what he was wearing. I think he was dressed. I think he had a sweatshirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think so. Like a darker color. And I think he was white. Probably late teens. 18, 19. Just a guess.
Okay, so you see him cutting himself,
right?
And you called for the
And bus. I immediately, as the busboy first asked for the manager, I went and got him myself.
You went and got the manager.
Right, because,
are you out of the picture at that point?
Yeah, I'm out of the picture. I just went back to tending tables. And
very good.
Yeah.
And the table.
Right, they were at the table by the window that saw it too.
Right. Is there anything that I forgot to ask you? Or something you mentioned?
Not that I know of. All I know is that I was told he ran away and one of my managers was chasing him, and then the police came and they chased him and got him. That's all I really know.
What's the busboy's name?
You know what? I don't even know offhand.
Has he already been out here to be interviewed?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I could find out.
Okay. Could you go find out,
sure.
please?
Problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Be right back.
Okay.